Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get Pete's honest opinion on the Pink show later, his review of the Pink concert. But first, our good friend Matthew Collar joining us this morning. I would assume, are you at U.S. Bank Stadium, buddy?
I don't know how much you can hear in the background. Maybe they'll play a Galahorn for you here at some point. But yes, sir, I am inside U.S. Bank Stadium. As always, every single home game since 2016, my friend.
Good for you. Good for you. Aaron Jones is active today. I guess I'm a little surprised, but from what you've seen this week and heard, what sort of workload is he going to have?
Yeah, I think that the bye week was really big for him, and he did miss one practice, but then he was limited in two other practices, and he looked like he was moving around pretty well in the small period of time that we get to see practice and the stretching type of period. I thought he was pretty sure to play based on Kevin O'Connell's mood at the podium on Friday. I thought that he would be pretty unhappy if Aaron Jones wasn't going to play. But, I would expect a pretty full workload for him. I mean, hamstrings, I know, are pretty hard to predict. There's the Galahorn.
There's the Galahorn. Further proof he is live, folks.
Yeah, I am definitely here. So, I think that They also now have two other running backs that Kevin O'Connell trusts, though. So if Aaron Jones is not at 100%, the fact that they brought in Cam Akers, O'Connell has always been a huge fan of Cam Akers. He can pass protect. He can get you short yardage. And then Ty Chandler, it's been a little more up and down with him. But I think if you can use him and just sort of get him in there for a series or two, kind of look for a few explosive plays and things like that, I think that they're probably going to mix and match a little bit, but what we've seen from this season is when Aaron Jones is out there, they're going to use him, and they're going to use him a lot, and I think that that's a huge factor in this game. I think that he's been really the offensive MVP of this team through 5 weeks, and we saw when he was out just how different the offense really was.
I totally agree with you, Matthew. I look at the Vikings, and if Aaron Jones is not on the field, I think it's a much different team, and it's going to be affecting the quarterback more than anybody else. I think Mund has done a great job of filling in for Hockenson so far, and obviously we miss Hockenson, but it really hasn't hurt us that bad. We also have Josh Oliver. He's been great. But how about on the defensive side with Blake Cashman? And he's got this turf toe, and he's had an unbelievable start to this season. But what do we do? Are we going to be that much weaker, or is his backup somebody that can step in there and play at least close to the level of Blake?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's really hard to play to the level of Blake Cashman. I think he's been a top 10 linebacker in the NFL so far this year. I mean, he is so valuable to them because he can do everything. He can rush the passer. He's great in coverage. He covers so much area in such a short amount of time. His quickness is fantastic. But the biggest thing that is going to be different with Cashman is really his eyes and his mind, because he's the guy that's making the calls at the line of scrimmage. So he's making all those checks and changes. And what he's done a great job of is when he sees the quarterback shift the protection or he sees the offensive line make a change, he's communicating to the defensive line. He's communicating to the front seven. All right, now we're going to change how we're rushing. That's not an easy thing to do. And Brian Flores, I think, is taking full advantage of how smart Blake Cashman is and how great his instincts are. Now it's going to be Ivan Pace Jr., who I think also is a smart and instinctual player, but it's not quite the same in terms of the level of experience. Blake Cashman has been around for quite a long time. So I think we might see Brian Flores take a little bit more command as opposed to kind of leaving it to Cashman to make all of those calls. That is a major factor, but also they do have, I think, one of the best backup linebackers you're ever going to see in the NFL in Kamu Grugier-Hill, who's made several big plays so far. He's been a starter for a lot of his career, so to have him be able to come in, he's got an interception, he caused the fumble when he's got an opportunity to play. So I think it'll be Grugier-Hill, You're also going to see Josh Metellus line up at linebacker. But what it really, I think, comes down to is, can these guys stop the run? Because Grugier Hill is smaller. Metellus is obviously more of a safety than he is a linebacker. Blake Cashman gave them some grit in terms of the run stopping, and I think he's been one of the best run stuffers in the entire NFL. Not having them against a team that runs the ball like this could definitely be a factor.
Matthew Collar of Purple Insider joining us, the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. If you haven't signed up, sign up for Purple Insider. Matt, I'm not blowing smoke here. It is the best. It is just phenomenal reporting. You've been around the team for a long time. So if you have not signed up, make sure you do that. The Lions will be without Aiden Hutchinson today and for some time. How much does that change things for them in terms of how much pressure they're going to be able to get on Sam Darnold?
Enormously. I mean, you just can't say enough how good Aiden Hutchinson was this year. I think he was the defensive MVP of the entire league. He was, going into last week, he was not only leading the NFL in quarterback pressures, he was ahead of the next best guy, which happened to be Jonathan Greenard, by 11 pressures on the season. So he was so far ahead of anybody else. And, you know, if you're the Vikings, you would have normally spent your entire week trying to figure out, all right, how are we going to double him? How are we going to chip him? How are we going to roll the quarterback away from wherever he is? And now you don't have to worry about that stuff. I mean, Brian O'Neill and Christian Darrisaw, they're going to lock their guys down. But where there still is a concern here is the interior. The Lions made a great move in the offseason. They went out and got DJ Reader as a free agent. He's a beast. And they also have a guy who they just gave a huge contract extension to, Alain McNeil, who has really given the Vikings problems in the past. And he's probably going to be lined up against Ed Ingram, who has been the bane of everybody's existence here through the first five games, has really struggled. He's grading by PFF as one of the worst guards in the league. I would say that pretty clearly matches up with the eye test. And so that's still a matchup to watch. But now, you know, you can use a running back to help out a little bit on the inside. You can double a little bit to Ingram's side. If Hutchinson was playing, you can't do that stuff because you have to really dedicate everybody to trying to stop him. I also am very curious to see the amount of aggressiveness that the Detroit's going to use in terms of blitzing. Like, are they all of a sudden now going to ramp up how much they blitz to come after the quarterback? They've done it a lot on third downs, not usually as much on first and second. So will we see them early down blitzing now that they don't have their guy who's created all that pressure?
And Matthew, one of the guys that's really stepped up this year again, and especially at his age, I think has been really impressive for the Minnesota Vikings, is Harrison Smith. He is quietly having a really, really good year so far in what he's done, a year, five games. But he's looked, I think, outstanding. And then Pat Jones has really stepped up along with Greenard. So when you look at what we're doing on defense, I like it. But here's one of the issues that I've got. They can run the football better than almost anybody in the NFL. Montgomery and Gibbs are outstanding. They got a great offensive line. They've got enough tight ends that they could kind of try to widen us out. Is that something that you would sort of think they're going to go after, is try to get the running game going early and then get Jared Goff the opportunity to throw the ball?
I think it is the number one factor in this game, Pete, is can Detroit run the ball effectively? The Vikings have been one of the best teams in the league in terms of stopping the run so far, but that is with Cashman. Another factor here too, Harrison Phillips, who I think has had a great start to the season, he's dealing with a shoulder injury, and he missed some practice time this week. So that's another thing when you're talking about facing the best offensive line. I think it's the best offensive line in the NFL, and I don't even think that there's a close second to the Detroit Lions. And when you talk about, you know, getting kind of wide to the edges, I mean, that's a thing that the Vikings – in previous years, had Daniil Hunter, they had Everson Griffin, but now Jonathan Greenard, Andrew Van Ginkle, these guys are good, but they're not the same type of run-stuffing players as you may have seen in the past from the traditional 4-3 defensive ends. And I think running to the edges is a factor. And once they get the run going and they can start doing play actions and things like that, that's how you get Jared Goff going 18 for 18 in a game or something like that, as he did a couple of weeks ago. There's really nothing a defense can do when the other team can run the ball effectively. It opens up everything. And so if you can at least limit it, you know they're going to hit on some runs. These guys are too good. Jahmyr Gibbs is fantastic. Montgomery has killed the Vikings in the past when he was with the Chicago Bears. Can you at least limit and not allow them to reel off first downs without Goff having to do anything? Because then you start setting up those deep passes. Jameson Williams is definitely a guy to watch now in terms of hitting on those deep balls. So this is a fantastic offense versus a fantastic defense. I mean, you can't ask for much better than this matchup between these two teams.
All right, last one for you. Better chance of winning today, Minnesota Vikings or your Minnesota Lynx over the New York Liberty tonight?
Oh man. I mean, both are probably a coin flip, though. I do think the Lynx, it's going to be hard. I mean, they got to go to New York. That crowd's going to be insane there. The referees have been a factor quite a bit.
Okay.
So I'm just saying that both coaches have called out the refs in that series. They've been a factor, but I do think the Lynx have a good chance. They played every game close, so they do have a good chance to bring home a championship. But what a day in Minnesota sports, right, guys?
Yeah.
What a day. We could be only winners by the end of the day today. We wouldn't even know what to do with ourselves. Matt, thanks, buddy. Enjoy having you on.
Really
appreciate it.
Yep.
All right, thanks so much, guys.
All right, enjoy the Gjallarhorn and the chicken tenders.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Down at U.S. Bank Stadium.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.